This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Truly, there's nothing like a homegrown tomato. They're worth any effort, in my estimation. Which reminds me, it's time to talk about blossom end rot. I have a few tips that may help you with this perennial pest. First, avoid using high nitrogen fertilizers. They tend to block a tomato's ability to take up calcium. Calcium deficiency is the reason we see blossom end rot. There are foliar sprays that won't stop blossom end rot on tomatoes that already have it. However, spraying calcium on the leaves will help subsequent fruit. Another suggestion is to remove the affected tomatoes, allowing the plant's energy to go to the newly developing tomatoes. The best way to fertilize is to do so a couple of weeks before you plant with a lower nitrogen number. So use a 5-10-10 on a 100 square foot garden. The first number is nitrogen, that's the N. The second number is phosphorus, marked by a P. And the third number is potassium, marked by K. I'll have this on GardenBite.com. Uneven watering is a major contributor to blossom end rot. That means drying out, then soaking repeatedly. With our wild weather, that can be an issue. Also, if you plant in a container, the container dries out much more quickly, so you need to pay attention. I've had 4 plants in containers at various times. In the ground, use mulch to help stabilize soil moisture. I've used straw, shredded leaves, and this year I used the dried grasses from my Carl Forrester ornamentals I cut back this spring. Give your tomato plants plenty of room. We can see some real humid conditions, which interrupts the fruit's ability to transport the nutrients it needs. So space those plants with a good 4 feet between them. Keep the soil evenly moist and go easy on the nitrogen fertilizing. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.